The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Cabinet is still divided on how best to fix RTE's financial problems. A new report by Professor Niamh Brennan from University College Dublin points out several governance and cultural issues at RTE that need to be addressed. Current Affairs Editor of the Irish Times, Arthur Beasley, joins me now to tell us more. Arthur, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, this is one of a number of reports, and you are reporting that it is saying there were multiple compliance failings in RTE. What does that mean?
Well, these are early indications from the report by Professor Niamh Brennan. She's a specialist in corporate governance at UCD. She was asked by the Minister for Media last August to carry out a review of the governance and culture in RTE, specifically to look at compliance with the official codes of practice for state bodies such as RTE and compliance with the laws that underpin RTE's work. And certainly the early indications are that she has points to numerous compliance failings in the organisation in the course of her review.
Okay, so this is about company law and whether or not it was here too, and also perhaps the revenue commissioners, those contracts that should have been permanent jobs, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I believe the issue around contract staff who are not permanent, I believe that is the subject of a separate review by an employment specialist known as Brendan McGinty. His report was also delivered to the Minister for Media last weekend. I don't have a sense as of yet as to what he has found in his conclusions. But certainly in the Niamh Brennan review, the major topic was governance and culture. And then she was asked also to make recommendations to the minister.
Now, the question is, finger pointing, is that going to happen? Because normally, if you get into trouble with compliance, I mean, if there's been willful disregard of company law by executives, that's one thing. But normally the board of a company is charged with making sure that everything is done according to the book.
The sense I have at the moment is that she is more likely to highlight collective failings among numerous individuals in RTE rather than pointing the finger at specific individuals. I think there might be an aspect there, but the sense is that she has exercised some restraint when it comes to naming and shaming particular individuals.
When are all of these reports, the Mazars report, the McGinty report and Niamh Brennan's report, when are they all going to coalesce into some sort of plan of action for the government?
I think at present the expectation is that Catherine Martin will issue summaries of the findings to the leaders of the three coalition parties. That is scheduled to take place at some point tomorrow. The idea then is that she will bring these three reports, or a proposal to publish these three reports, to the next meeting of the Cabinet, which is scheduled next Wednesday after the bank holiday weekend. If it doesn't happen then, and it seems very likely that it will, but if it doesn't happen then, the matter will be kicked on into the Cabinet meeting on Tuesday week. But I think that's very unlikely. She has the reports. They're a long time coming. We're a long time waiting for them. And it must be a pretty straightforward exercise to publish them. The bigger question, of course, is what the government is going to do around the future funding of the organisation.
Yeah, and they have to make a decision on that. And I suppose the final thing is, I presume if you're mentioned by name in a report, you've got to have sight of it before it's published so you can add your tuppence halfpenny worth in. If you're not named, however, maybe that process doesn't happen. I'm just thinking of the On Board Planola investigation where the redactions didn't happen and people got sight of other people's responsibilities, I suppose, in that regard. And we're still waiting for that set of adjudications to come out. But anyway, this is all going to happen in the next week, we hope.
That's the expectation. I mean, I suppose one observation is that this report is in the nature of a review. The term of the reference cast as a review. It's not in the nature of an investigation per se. and therefore might fall into a different kind of a category than to the work that's been underway on Bord Finola.
Very good. Arthur, thank you very much for joining us. Arthur Beasley, current affairs editor of the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.